While construction hasn't started in Wisconsin, cement footings are being poured in Minnesota. Much of that work is in the small township of Midway, outside of Duluth. That's where the first property owner has been served with a condemnation notice. The owner is SOLE, short for Save Our Unique Land, an opponent of the power line. SOLE Vice President Linda Seeler says Minnesota Power jumped the gun by condemning land with little negotiation.
We would like to have seen some honesty prior to the condemnation notice. What they have told the state of Wisconsin, what they've told the state of Minnesota, all these things are all different stories now.
Minnesota Power spokeswoman Margaret Hodnick says only 10 of the 70 Minnesota landowners along the line's path have not granted easements, and they're pretty sure SOLE won't budge.
Well, we filed a condemnation, you know, pretty much with the understanding that they, you know, oppose the line, and, you know, I think they've really said nothing to the contrary, so we didn't have any reason to think that they were going to change their decision in response to the letter that we provided answering their questions. However, they still could do that if they chose to.
A May 10th condemnation hearing is set. Seeler says they'll be there.
We intend to go and hope to have questions answered. We do not intend to willingly give up the acre of land that we have there, no.
The court could decide in SOLE's favor or authorize Minnesota Power to take the land at market value. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.